Come on in. Hello, you sure? I've been going so much that I feel my stop a little. Going that past 7 years.
Who's back there, Karen?
How you doing, Marie?
I've been doing back here, and you?
Oh, you're pretty good.
I thought we'd stop by and said you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was on my way passing this way, and I remembered that something. And I couldn't carry it hard to get me at home.
I called this morning. Somebody must have been asleep. Asked me to raise the phone up and put the hook back down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. About 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's just that I want to know about the detail of the land over, you know, the common thing.
D for the what now?
Land you
bought. Land you
bought? Yeah, because, you know, they're selling the plots in the land just so much, you know, 1 acre.
When was this
about a year ago.
She told you she bought some land about a year ago?
Well, you remember when they left the land over in the promised land?
You mean when the church was buying land?
Yeah, yeah. Then they asked if they wanted to give $200 for what?
No, people just donated whatever they wanted to.
Oh, yeah?
It was a donation to the church as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody owns any land.
No, I don't mean you own it, but I said, somebody gives $200 for, you said a donation?
That's anybody that wanted to, you know, gave a donation to them. No one over there belongs to everyone as a whole. You know, like if you and I went to buy something together, it would just be you and I as a whole. You would say your land, my land, it would be our land.
I just want to find out.
Was that bothering you in some way?
Well, yeah, it was. I just want to find out how did she go, you know, how did it come about that she tell me about it?
Oh, what did she say?
Well, she said that...
Oh, I better tell you, I have a hearing. You know what, I just found out last week I have a hearing problem, so he said,
really?
You know, the doctor said that everyone should go to the lottery because I had to strain so hard.
Just
1 year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, speak a little louder because I don't hear too well.
Well, it's just, I didn't know the whole detail of it. She just said she went and bought some land, you know, over in the promised land.
She must have been just talking about giving a donation.
Well, maybe so.
Like
yeah.
everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you know, wanted to see freedom.
Yeah.
You know?
But see, I was just saying, why I run out, see, I was going to ask for it back, but I had it now.
You had in mind to ask for the,
yeah,
what
right,
back?
Right, $200 back.
You wanted $200 back from, I mean, you have anything to show that she even bought, paid $200?
Yeah, I was just, you know, wondering about it. I don't know if I remember yet.
Did she have a receipt for $200?
Yeah, something like that, some kind of deed or something.
She has deeds?
I guess
back
it
there?
No, I can't find it now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a paper concerning something. I forgot now. I've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for it. I can't find it yet.
You remember, I don't.
Oh, yeah. And I remember, I've been looking, but I haven't seen it. You know, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be out in a minute. Oh, is that? Oh.
Go ahead. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right, I'll check.
Okay.
So, that was about all I had, you know, I was going to ask you about, you know. I was going to ask you about this while to what I want to see.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I haven't been interested in what you, you know, been on you for so long. I want to hear anything that if you have any problems, any way that we can help you. If you had a problem with anything, you know, we open, our minds are open to whatever you have to say.
No, everything's free. There's no problem. Mm.
No problem?
There's nothing,
you?
Nothing. Church can do for you. Nothing you need or want. Everything's okay.
No. Everything is good. Just, you know, just time and get over and take it easy, you know, because we got to decide what we're going to do, you know, just stay here or what.
You don't know whether you're going to stay here now or not?
No, I'm undecided yet. For a while, you know. I'm undecided. But now I'm just not going.
Your mother wanted you to come back to Mississippi, aren't they?
No, it's not my mother. I'm not involved in this. Me, you know, myself.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That was it. Was that the only thing that she gave that bothered you?
Yeah.
Nothing, sure.
All except one thing. What did follow me about me? You know, you told me at an auditorium, like, for the week,
mm-hmm.
you said, after you said, Kadon, you said, he said, just think on him.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, usually when people are going through grief like mm-hmm. you were at the time, and as you know, he know when people are really suffering pain,
mm-hmm.
that if you had thought on him, when your hardest pain came, it would be eased at that time. And that is what I was telling you.
Well, look, now look, she was thinking on him all the time, you see, was she at.
What do you mean? I don't understand it.
Well, everything that she said, they said that she didn't have it more, that was she died with. So all the time she was thinking on him, it didn't happen.
Well, I have to correct that here, because you know, more than
not. She's not at the computer,
probably have to go. Okay, well, I'm going to have to correct that part, because, you know, Margaret, the diabetic, Margaret wasn't taking an insulin or anything like that, you know. And, you know, like we had talked about it like every day. And I said, Margaret, you still didn't take any insulin? She said, no. But what the, they, when they gave the autopsy for when she died, it was a heart failure and high blood pressure. And, you know, like Margaret and I both, like, over ate. We just continuously ate all the time, you know. Margaret was full of sick. At the doctor, and she didn't stay. She was supposed to see a doctor that morning. She refused to stay in the hospital, which, like, I wouldn't tell anyone, you know. You know, like, you know how friends are. When your friends, you say, well, don't tell this, and, you know, and you keep it a secret, you know.
Oh, you mean she was not taking her diabetic medicine, and you didn't tell anybody about your friendship?
I should have told it, you know, but I did not tell it, you know.
Did you realize that, Carrie, that she wasn't taking her diabetic medication?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, is what you learned saying, is that true?
Yeah, she stopped taking, she's taking insulin every day, you know, shot.
She wasn't taking
it. Did she stop taking it, though?
Yeah, she stopped taking it.
Why didn't you encourage her to go to the doctor, since that has always been our policy,
yeah.
is that our people who associate themselves are whatever.
But she said she was. She said it's going away.
How would she know whether it's going away unless she went to the doctor?
I don't know. She just stopped taking it.
You accepted that, Carrie, that it went away
without
checking on it?
She said she was cured of it. I know she never was going to use it. She didn't take that shot. Like in the next day, at night she come in, she would just be sleeping tired. So she was acting normally like it was cured, but finally later just was resting, all I know what I'm saying.
Did you encourage her to go to the doctor when she...
Tell her to go to the doctor, it'd be no good. She tell me.
Do you recall that...
Sometimes you go to the doctor, yeah. Sometimes you know I didn't go, so I didn't know when she went to the doctor.
Do you recall that it's always been our policy to encourage everyone to go to the doctor and have at least a checkup every 6 months?
Well, see, to me, that's no policy. If you're over 21 years old, you should automatically go to the doctor yourself.
I know, but I'm referring back to the statement you said when you said that she was thinking on him and it didn't do her any good.
That's what
you said. Do you believe that?
Sure, I believe it.
What do you believe about that?
I believe whatever, if she was sick or whatever she had, supposed to be cured of it. Well, it was.
Whoever said she was cured of it?
Well, she said cured of it, or either got rid of it, like.
The doctor say that, though, but you're not telling me what the doctor said.
No, I didn't know what the doctor said either.
Well, you should have encouraged her to.
You know how it is. You tell me.
My blood pressure had gone over 200 to 200 that night. I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago. Like mine was my blood pressure was really high. But Marley's blood pressure had gone up to like 200. That's really high.
I took the doctor on Monday night. Before she died.
Okay, what happened then?
She took the hospital examiner. With x-rays, and so we're not in the room together. She was good. But in the meantime, the nurse, the doctor had come home to put her in the hospital that night.
What happened? Why didn't she stay?
I don't know. She didn't stay. Did she tell you that, Joe?
No, yeah.
But she wouldn't tell me.
She didn't stay. She didn't want to stay. Mm-hmm. That day before that she came home that sick that night. Mm-hmm. What she did, she stopped at some drugstore and
had a drug. Mm-hmm.
What she did, she stopped at some drugstore and asked the pharmacist, did he know anything that could help her because she was having a problem. She knew she was having a problem with her high blood pressure and having some problems with her heart, you know. And I don't know what he gave her, but he did give her something.
Was it a prescription drug that she had?
It wasn't a prescription. That wasn't a prescription. She didn't get a prescription until later on that night.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We're talking about Beverly. Beverly, too.
Beverly, what happened?
So I don't know what it was. I didn't get a chance to see it. I know she told me, but what it was, I didn't see it.
Well, did she tell you about it, Karen? That she had stopped by the drugstore and got some medication that wasn't prescription?
No, I don't think we stopped at the drugstore and they didn't.
That was after she got the prescription. I'm talking about that day before, on her way home. Before she came home, you know. She went to the drugstore and got something, but I didn't see what it was.
She had a drugstore with him?
No, I'm talking about before this happened, before she went to the doctor and got the prescription.
Oh.
She went to some druggist was telling him about her problem. He gave her some type of medication. So I don't know what it was.
You probably had it. She had all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's just your, you've already stated your feelings. You
no
longer have any faith in what you believed in and what at one time you had professed to believe in yourself. Is that what you're saying now? I'm just asking,
well,
I don't know.
I put it like this. Everything in the Bible I don't believe. Something I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe something Jim said, something I don't believe.
What part of what Jim said you don't believe, Karen? I know you can tell me because we've been knowing each other for 15 years.
I'm just going to say what I
said. Yeah, I understand. Be honest, you know. I'm saying because I know I've been knowing you a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, some things that he can do, some things he can't do.
What is it that you feel that he can do, and what do you feel that he can't do?
Well, if you would, I could put it in ways that something would happen to me. Well, that's just my feeling, because it never happened to me. Envy never did anything to make me feel it different. I've seen it, but I haven't felt it. Put it that way. Maybe you can say it different, but I can't say it the same way as you can. The only thing I can say is what I feel.
And what is that?
I feel like, if something was really, like, broke on me or something, I don't believe he could straighten it. Now, that's my feeling. Now.
Oh, yeah. Well, any other problems that you feel about, you know, any other way you feel about him or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Well, now, please. Now, like, he talk about the Baptist Church, right? Well, that's just probably you want to talk about, I don't care. But I think he should be more broad-minded about when he do talk about the Baptist Church, because when it's all in one thing. Now, it's just like a she was blown to El Bethel, you know?
Yeah.
I did too.
That's been many years ago.
Yeah. Now, El Bethel, they Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm speaking about all of them came and bought food for our Holy People's Temple. But they did it in different ways. The no way was taking the body from one state to another. They bought a donation. Now, we didn't ask for it, but that was nice because they did help.
Oh, when you say donations,
so the church didn't spend one penny yet.
When you say donations, you're talking about money.
Money,
right?
That's right, money.
Okay.
You know, it takes money to live and take money to die, too. You should be thinking about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So otherwise, you know, you can't help the dead, but you can help the living.
Okay. I'll say you're right. You can't help the dead, but you can help the living. And I feel like the living should help the living.
Right.
Okay. Is my understanding that, like, even on her job, that she had a very large insurance policy, right?
No.
She didn't?
She did not.
$8,000
is my understanding.
Yeah.
Who was the beneficiary of the $8,000 policy on her job?
Well, sure.
I'm asking you, who was the beneficiary of that?
Well, Claire.
Okay, all right. And
then
you had other, did she have other? See,
I'm speaking about something we haven't got that yet. I'm talking about now, why is it all the churches and the members, why did they give a donation? Why?
I'm trying to ask you, but wasn't it not other insurance policies that you got right away that needed right
after? Yeah, but that still don't care if you have 10 right then, that's not enough because you need some money right then.
If people are in need, you help them.
Sure.
But with that type of insurance, which I had talked to Margaret quite often, as you know, we had been very close to both days for many years, and she told me about all the insurance that she had, and she had told me that she did not want elaborate funeral or anything like that. She wanted to be put away the best economical way as possible, and that hadn't been that long ago.
Yeah.
So, with the money that was came from the insurance policies that she already had, which who was the beneficiary?
What kind of insurance policy Margaret she had anyway?
Well, she told me she had a number of insurance policies.
Well, baby, that didn't do no good. See how many she had? All the insurance Margaret had, she only had one worth anything.
And what was that worth?
About
$750, the one that I saw. The others were sick and accident after I read over them.
Yeah.
And the $8,000 is I think Clara is the beneficiary for that.
You don't get that money. Now I'm talking about some cash money. I'm not speaking about what's it. I might have to wait another month or two to get that. I'm talking about now when you need it.
Are you hungry now, Carrie?
Who?
You.
Yes, I'm hungry.
You hungry right this minute?
Yeah.
You need food right now?
No, I don't need no food.
Well, you're not
hungry. I'm hungry for money.
Oh.
That's what I'm hungry for.
Ain't we all? I'm living that way.
Okay, maybe that's a fast one on there, huh?
Let me see back. You know what you said, she wanted a picture of
Yeah, I want the big, you know, the picture with Marie and Lamar and Margaret and you. And that's a wedding picture of Marie and her husband. Leon and her husband. It's in that drawer right there. It should be in there. Maybe I should do that to get the membership card. So, Carrie, you remember the membership card? Where's the membership card? Maybe, you know, I should take care of that card myself.
Yeah,
you
should.
Uh-huh. What card? Margaret. I should take care of that.
Put it somewhere.
It was in there in the bedroom. No, in the big book here.
I was cleaning out, getting all the papers and things together. I think I put it in the bathroom.
Okay, Carrie, I don't want to have you just, you know, looking for a picture. I'm no concern of your feelings now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And one of your feelings is that you didn't like the idea, or you know, about you not receiving any money from...
No, I'm not worried about it. You put an offer, you know, either...
Did you receive a telephone call to say to you that if there was anything that we could do for you, let us know? Did you receive a telephone call? You told me yourself that. You told me that night when I came over that you received a call that morning stating that whatever we could do for you, we would do. But you didn't respond to that, and I came over that night and was offered the same thing to you, and you said it was nothing that you wanted or needed.
No,
Christmas. And you didn't say anything about it at that time, even though she had, you know, whatever.
Well, the two ladies saying doing that
no,
right then.
No, I mean, at Christmas she was still with him.
I know it.
But you didn't say anything about it at that time.
Well, sure, sometime I be telling her, I'd tell you something. I said, why don't you give the ring that he bought you, he had before, and skip the one that I gave you. He's going to tell me something about, you know, that was dying. I don't know what that is.
Well, what
are
your feelings about that at this time, Karen?
Well, what is the church going to do with him anyway?
What do you mean? It's something that's donated, and therefore it's just given. You don't ask for those types of things back. At least
no.
I wouldn't think that you would.
Yeah, I said if I could get it, I would ask for it back. I could use it too.
Why didn't
you ask Marvin to get
it back for you? If you felt that way about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been the wisest thing to do?
Oh, I did.
The
sweetest
thing to do.
I mentioned it to her a couple of times.
Are you asking for them back now, or just what are you saying?
I said, just forget them. You know, that's what I thought about it. The only thing I do is sell them anyway.
Just forget it?
Yeah. Church can have it.
Church can have it.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Repeat it to me again, loud, so I can hear this.
Well, you have time for people to say
no, I want to hear it good with my own ears. Let me hear this again.
No, the church can have it.
Okay. Then you have no feelings about what has been given and donated is to remain, and you are satisfied with that decision on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That is your decision, that it is now. You have no more problem with that.
That's so.
It's settled.
Yeah, so, for real.
You carry bad, not settled, with whatever that your deceased wife had given.
To the church, yeah.
To the church.
Yeah.
You agree upon that at this time?
Yeah.
I want you to see me on the street 6 months from now and remind me that.
Hey, that wedding ring, man. Got a bone to pick with you.
You know, I know you.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, you think I'm going to make it back? No way.
No, I don't mean that way. No. I mean, I just know you have a memory for, you know, maybe 6 months from now you'll see me on the street and you'll say, hey, what about, you know, so I want to know, you know, if it's really settled.
Yeah, either when I see you, I might say, you have it on.
Okay, no, you're satisfied.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
So, I just had something I had to get it out anyway, so.
I'm glad you did. Do you feel better now that you've got it out?
Yeah, I feel better. You know,
well, I'm glad that it.
I'm glad he got it out too, because I was really concerned about it, you know, because he jumped all over when I called him, you know. He jumped all over me, you know.
What did he say?
Just the same thing that he just finished saying, you know, about the rain.
Exactly the same thing?
Yeah. So I'm glad he got it out, you know, like, I guess.
Karen,
you
know. Did you say that?
I didn't know what to think, you know.
Tell me, what did you say to Lord?
I was just asking the Lord. I haven't said it. I asked her something, and she keeps saying, what? But she wouldn't ever tell me, so I just kept on talking. That's all.
I'd
ask something, so she never would. I don't know if she had the answer or wouldn't give it to him, but she just kept us in the room. And in the meantime, she never would get an answer, so I just kept on talking. I guess I was trying to let her know I had something in me. I just wanted to get it off my chest. It's all messed up.
Well, you know, I can understand by getting things off your chest, because, you know, there are many times that people have things on their chest that they want to give off, and they, you know, get off, and they have people that they trust and feel close to, as you stated that Marvin had felt close to, and she had things on her chest, you know, that she got off her chest before she passed, and I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
It doesn't sort of concern you. I just wanted you to know. But it's neither here nor there now, as long as you're satisfied.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, no hard feelings?
No. I mean, I have no hard feelings. No
you way. Still feel, you, do you still feel the same way about the pastor of the church?
What is it? I don't envy no way. I just feel that he have his thing to do and I have mine to do, that's all.
Oh, I see.
The same, you know, I just want to be away from everything. Just I want to clear my mind for myself and be happy, that's all. You know. And I know how to be that way, with a smile every day. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm going to music. You know. Something that, what's hard to put in words, something that I feel free now, you know. Free as all.
But everything is over.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
That's all. Well, we have to worry about bringing up again. I won't bug you anymore.
You didn't bug me. I just was concerned. I said, you know.
What?
I didn't know, you know, what your problem was, you know. I mean, it was just that I was concerned about you.
Oh, it was a problem. It's not a problem anymore.
How did you feel about it when you were talking to the Lord? Were you upset, angry at the time?
No.
You seem pretty calm now.
No, I wasn't angry. I just had something to say, that's all. You know, something that I guess in a way that I wanted to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was that.
Because you got to talk about it. Because talking is sometimes much better than writing a letter and waiting for a response.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Like so many people build up their hostility to whatever and send in a letter. That's one of the things that she always did. She always would write in these letters with problems with different people. And of course, no one would hold anything personally against you of what she'd say in a letter or something like that. But it's so much better to talk.
You going to take Margaret because she got to get her purse
off. Give us about 3 more minutes and we'll be through. Okay, Larry?
Oh, we got the purse down. Yeah, what are you going to tell you then? Okay, then that's what I'm
going
to say.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm going to say this guitar.
Oh, okay. Did you know this young lady here, don't you?
We met.
Yeah, I met her.
I stand out the door all the time.
No one took personally anything that was, I told you that she had written a lot of letters about her life before she passed, and some of the things that was in there was about you, and no one took it personally, and held anything against you or anything like that, because the letter, everybody has to get something off their chest, here and now, so she did write some letters and say a few things. I just want you to know that, but we don't have any feelings about that at all.
Well,
it's all behind,
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it wouldn't make no difference to me, neither. Because I can't hear what happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know how people do when they feel depressed and they'll write a letter and maybe they're upset, and they write some things about the person that they're close to at the time because they can't communicate with them. You know, that could be...
One of everybody. Because everybody has problems with everybody.
All they had to do is stop and think. You probably couldn't communicate with them.
Nobody ever brought that up to you. You spoke what you felt, which is good, and you said it's been an uplift to you.
Well, I feel that if you go ahead and tell the truth, you feel better, because if you lie about something, trying to tell your female or something, you don't have to tell a bigger one. So whatever, you keep on.
One last thing.
There's so many nervous people in the world today.
One last thing I want to know. Do you agree upon that you have seen this cause help numerous of people when they really need help?
Is that
true
for
you?
Sure, I know
you've
that.
Seen that.
But look, I'm everything else is marvelous. I'm on people like that.
A
money hungry person that admits that that's real honesty. Mm-hmm.
So you do anything to get your
little
money, right?
I want it for a reason. Well,
I'm
only working for one reason.
And what was that?
A business that I have. You've been on my mind for years now, to do that, then I have to, it's something that I have to do. But it's not so much the money. Money, what value does money have? Only one thing, to get what you want.
you and now because all that's gone, and you say everything is settled, so then there's no problem with
no, there's no problem.
And you would not ask for any money.
And I don't have
any rings or anything now with all this is settled. Is that
no,
right?
No.
I don't need nothing.
Everything I need, I have it. Everything I don't have, I'm going to get it.
Okay. Now, I don't want to hear this 6 months later, you know. I may run into you, you know.
No, I was just about to do that. I'm not going to say that. Don't get it.
Okay. I'm just curious. I got one last question to ask you. I'm just curious. When this money does come in, or how much of it will you be getting?
Well, I don't know yet because I got some figures down. I got to add some, I got to subtract some, like, oh, well, I got to cut it up, it's going to be cut up some in different ways until I can tell you
something. Oh, you know, I was really thinking that you would have got a big share of it since you had been so good, you know, in the party that it was the beneficiary. I know over the years that you have really stood behind them, and I would feel that, you know, that they would be extremely kind to you to repay you for some of the kindness that you have done to them. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Oh, that won't be no problem.
You don't think it'd be? I hope not, because you really was good. I mean, knowing you for so long, and I know you've been very good to Clara, and I do.
No, it's not gonna be no problem. But if it do, it's gonna be a war. That's all.
A war.
Yeah.
Oh, and you think you get half of it, or you know?
All of it.
Oh, you think she'll give you all of it?
Well, I said, it's only going to be a war.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't.
Then again, I'm not thinking about that no way.
You, okay.
No again.
Did you go down and get more of the paycheck yet? Did you get the paycheck yet? Because the paycheck now can be released to you.
Yeah. I know what I...
Huh?
The lady told me, she told me to call her. So I called last week, but I didn't call her. I'm going to call her tomorrow. Right?
Mm-hmm. For 60 days, or something. I don't know how many days it is, but it must be a piece of paper after a while.
Yeah,
after a while it won't be any good.
Yeah, she's not
waiting. Yeah. Well, I'm not. Well, I'm going to check out tomorrow.
Okay.
So anyway, see how the lady down to the old EOE City School?
Ruby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said she's going to send me a paper. I ain't got it yet.
Then you have to call her, you know.
Pick up on the telephone,
yeah. You have to call her.
Yeah.
So she'll, you know, you can remind her of it.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'll call you back at something else. Yeah. Huh? Oh, someone else was in the kitchen. I guess they must have knocked it off the hook. I'll call you back. I told you I have something. Yeah.
Something new, huh?
Okay,
no.
Jerry, I'm glad you got it off your chest because one of the main things, you know me, I've always spoke to you, been honest with you over the years, and I certainly would not want to see you later on and have you threatening or anything.
No,
you know?
I'm not going to threaten about it. I'm not bowing anymore.
Okay. I would not want you to threaten I wouldn't want you to threaten the church in any way. You know, that wouldn't, you know, that kind of thing.
Why should I do a thing?
Well, I don't know. You know, people resort to blackmail and
blackmail,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't gain nothing by it, no way.
What is my life
among many, many people? No.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know you have. After all these years, I know you have. But I know, you may have changed, you know, quite a bit from the last years. You know, I haven't been around you these last years like I was before.
You grew up a little.
Yeah, but you know, you used to threaten quite a bit, you know, when you get upset. So I just want to know now, there will be no threats from you. Is that right? For me,
That was the alcohol.
Church or anything. You wouldn't threaten the church or anything, would you?
Because, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, we're all in the same basket, you know, we're going to be pulling together.
Yeah, you think I'm crazy? What? I can't move forward. That's nuts. Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I like to bring, I like to clear the air because, you know, I'm an association for so many years. And I just want to make sure that your mind is at ease.
Well, I hope nobody gets that crazy idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You, go first
you just said it. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I said first thing you do would be looking at me.
Oh,
yeah.
Well. Oh, you mean you hope nobody else yeah. decided to do that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
if they did, well, you know, you understand if they did.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, that's why I was really, you know, concerned and worried about him, you know, because he just found it. He didn't sound like caring.
Oh, yeah?
Know, to me, you know.
I just woke up, and you just woke up too, I guess. You
know,
found
out. You were getting ready to leave.
Well, yeah, I was.
So, I thought maybe he had gotten, you know.
Well, no, what? Well, you like Marty, you get excited. But look at where, don't you know, if I was doing that, I would have leave me in the last, because I knew what I talked to.
Now, what she said,
you told me that would have looked truly, huh?
I think I wanted for you to, you know, check on you. You know,
sure.
See whether you're okay. Yeah. We're concerned that you're all right and everything. You looking okay?
Mm-hmm.
After you living okay and you haven't lost any weight and everything.
You got a game going again.
I see there are other people that's willing to take care of you.
Yeah.
Take care of you.
So, Sherry, you want to give me the card now or what? You know where it is? That membership card?
Okay, then you
go.
You got my phone.
You got my one with the kids.
See you later.
You haven't forgot where you parked your car.
No. No, I haven't
man through here, you know. I knew he would walk. I know that, you know.